You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Diane Swanbrow reporting from the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. Today I'm speaking with Ed O'Brien, a graduate student who conducted a study of empathy with Sarah Conrath and Courtney Singh. Ed, tell me what you found in this study.
Well, we found basically that empathy is declining in American college students, specifically from the beginning of the 1980s through today, and most notably since the year 2000.
What do you think is causing this decline?
Right now, we can only offer speculation, but we think there's maybe two main reasons why empathy is declining. The first major reason is technology. Today's college students are immersed with much more personal technology than ever before, especially this idea of social networking, sites like MySpace and Twitter and Facebook, and all involve the ability to relate to others and make friends and experience interpersonal situations through a computer, and it's not necessarily reliant on meeting somebody in person. So perhaps we speculate that today's college student, it's harder for today's college student to empathize with others because so much of their social lives is done through a computer and not in real life interaction. The second possible reason is that there seems to be an increased level of competition, especially within American colleges today. It seems that students are so busy beefing up their resumes to stay competitive that being empathic might not be very beneficial to their own individual success anymore. And it perhaps just takes too much time. You know, they're so busy doing other things to enhance their own careers that empathy might not be beneficial to the current college student.
Is there anything a person can do to become more empathic?
Well, we do think the first and most important step is simple awareness. And we hope that this study can ignite discussions about empathy and enable people to think about their own empathic behaviors. But I think one specific piece of advice is to try to spend some time each day, even if it's just 15 or 20 minutes, maybe away from your online social environments, and try to immerse yourself in real person-to-person interaction outside of the computer. Like I said earlier, with the advances in personal technology and such increases in competition, especially in college, it's so easy now to spend your time in college isolated from real interpersonal experiences. So I think our best suggestion now is to force yourself to step outside the computer a little bit each day and try to remember what it's like to relate to others in the real world.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.